Anthony Bellino is on 96.1 The Game mornings at 6 a.m. and also on some of these huge radio network stations with X's and Bros, part of the Michigan Sports Network lineup, which we also are featured in the afternoon at 3. So Anthony getting a great buzz here in the Grand Rapids area now mornings at 6 a.m. and 96.1. He's standing by on the Meyer guest sign. And Kelly Stafford, I don't think it was the right time for Kelly Stafford to kind of backhand Detroit and say that Matt Stafford's finally having fun playing football again after one game against the Bears.
Hey, well, first off, Bob in Byron Center, I think that was his name. Like, if you're Bob's neighbor, cover when the Rams play games, or if you turn on NFL Live, you know, stay safe out there, Bob. Don't shoot the television. It's okay. Monday Night Football this coming week, we got a great opportunity to listen to the Manning brothers. You don't even have to listen.
Hold on.
Football talk.
When he started saying he was organizing his guns, I'm waiting for the finish. I'm waiting for the finish there. I'm like, Bob and Byron Center, I was ready to talk him down like I'm a SWAT team leader or something, saying, put down the guns. If it's football, it's a game. It's a sports opinion. So I'm glad he was only going to shoot his TV. Thank you, Bob and Byron.
And that was over a guy. That was over a guy that didn't win a playoff game. I mean, I can't even.
No, that's over a guy that's not even part of Detroit anymore.
Oh, but back to the Kelly Stafford thing. You know, she tires me out. She exhausts me. You know, these guys have so much going on. And I do, one thing that I try to remind people, especially at the collegiate level, is that the families behind the scenes, the wives and the kids, they all sacrifice so much because dad is always gone, right? And that's coaching staff. When you make it to the pro level, you get a little bit of a break in the schedule. You have more personal time. But especially at the collegiate level. So for the wives that are taking care of the players on the home front, like, I give a lot of respect and a lot of credit to them, and to coaches' wives and their families. You know, these coaches miss out on a lot of valuable time, you know, with their kids. And all of a sudden, you know, you were crying earlier about, as if I could back time, don't throw on cats in the cradle right now, Huge. We'll be an emotional basket case over here. So the wives, they play a huge role in the entire family structure of all of this. But Kelly's always been very outspoken. I have nothing personally against her, but just, here's a good idea. Maybe step aside for a minute and hold off on those comments until maybe like the end of the year, because Detroit as a whole is a fan base. It doesn't bother me, but I know it's going to bother a lot of fans when they hear stuff like that, because it could have been fun here had you won some games. Because you know what's fun? Throwing for 400 yards and winning. That's always a good time. Nobody has a bad time when they're winning, right? Winning cures everything. So I'm with you. I think it's a little early to be talking about stuff like that, especially with how Detroit is kind of reacting and handling, you know, Matthew Stafford in the trade there and the departure. I love the call from the gentleman in Sheboygan. You know, you got to move on. Now, he's a Green Bay fan, so they moved on from Hall of Famer to Hall of Famer. Tough life over there. We're in a much different place, and I think that we saw that. I like what we saw Sunday out of Jared Goff in the offense in the fourth quarter. And I know a lot of people say garbage time. Well, garbage time is when you're down like 56-3 and there's no chance of coming back. This team got this thing within a score. They didn't quit. They kept fighting. They lost Tyrell Williams to injury. You lose Jeff Okuda to an Achilles injury, and that whole thing is a debacle to begin with, because he really needed this season, not only to prove the fans that he can play that position, but also to kind of prove to himself and his coaching staff that he belongs as a starting outside number one NFL corner. It took Slay a few years. I assume it would take Okuda a few years. It usually does take most rookies at that position, because like, think about who you're matched up with each and every single week. It's nothing but Pro Bowlers on the other side catching the football against you. So there's a lot to unpack there from Sunday's game and from Kelly Stafford's comments, that's for sure. But she probably, in the long game, probably should have waited a few days.
Yeah, everyone just declaring a Rams Super Bowl champion, Stafford MVP after beating up on the Bears. I reminded everybody. Well, he threw for more yardage against the Bears in Chicago in a Lions uniform last year, but nobody wanted to talk about that. Anthony, I got to get to a network. T.O., I'm sure you'll be talking Lions, Stafford, Kelly, and Matt. Michigan State tomorrow, 6 a.m. on the Michigan Sports Network. Also on our flagship station, our new one in Grand Rapids, 96.1 The Game. A.B., have a great night.
Thanks very much, Huge. Hey, by the way, Jeff Blashill, 8 o'clock tomorrow, just so you know.